I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities, NPR. The coronavirus pandemic and lockdown have unintended consequences, and that includes changes in the safety and support networks of many victims of domestic violence. The Rock Island County Sheriff reports no significant change in the number of domestic violence calls from the first part of the year compared to March and April. That's when many people started staying home or began working from home. Janet Wolf, founder of Grow Ministries, based in Cambridge, says requests for help jumped 75%.
And the reason is not necessarily because of domestic violence. It's because the pandemic had people being sent out of the jails and prisons. Because I'll never understand, if somebody was in there when the pandemic broke out, why not leave them in there instead of make them go out? I don't get it. But they were putting people out all the time. And so I was getting calls, still am, from jails, prisons, the police, saying, hey, we got to let this person go. Have you got a bed?
Jennifer Hill from Christian Cares Rescue Mission in Rock Island says domestic abuse is also affecting men during the pandemic.
We have had young males that have come in that have been in abusive homes and relationships. And we recently just have a success story of a young gentleman in his early 20s who was in that situation and was at a hospital seeking help. And a nurse there pointed him in our direction. He came here and had residence for a few months and now is qualifying for, he just signed a lease on an apartment. He found a job and he's got an apartment. So he's come full circle.
Allie B. is the Survivor Services Supervisor at Family Resources in the Quad Cities.
I have our outcall numbers. Our outcalls are when individuals report to a hospital or a police station. And those since January have stayed pretty consistent between 14 and 16. We did see a jump up in June to 23. But what we're seeing survivors identify is that they just have additional barriers that may be isolation from their family or friends if they're not able to go out and get that support because it's not safe due to the virus. Or they may have lost hours or been let go from their jobs just because their businesses are dealing with that. So then they are not having access to the finances that they would normally have.
Family Resources has switched to virtual counseling and help for clients dealing with domestic violence. But Allie B. says staff members continue to provide in-person service when needed.
Whether or not the calls are happening, we know that it's still occurring. And so sometimes it can just be more difficult for somebody to get access to a phone, you know, if they may be stuck at home with an abuser, person who's doing them harm. We know that it's still occurring, and that's why it's so important for people to know that we are still available 24/7 to provide those services. And some of it may be virtually, or we do the emergency response to courthouses, police stations, and hospitals to best provide people with the services that they need in a way that's safe for everybody.
I'm Michelle O'Neill.